The State Department of Health Services, at the direction of Governor Evers, released the details of a safer at home order today in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. It closes non-essential businesses and requires people to stay in their homes as much as possible, but it comes with a long list of exceptions to those guidelines. The order is scheduled to go into effect at 8 a.m. Wednesday, that's tomorrow, and it's scheduled to stay in place until April 24th. Wisconsin is the 17th state in the country to put these types of restrictions in place. Laurel White is WPR's state capitol reporter. Laurel, welcome back to the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, we were waiting yesterday to see what the details were going to be as far as what is an essential business, that kind of thing. What stands out to you, Laurel, that we've learned today that we didn't know yesterday?
Well, what we didn't know yesterday really were more of the specifics, and that was kind of the pushback that the governor got, particularly from Republican leaders, that he didn't outline what businesses were considered essential. The answer that we have today is kind of complicated in that a lot of things are going to be able to stay open. So places that you might expect, like grocery stores, pharmacies, medical facilities, those are all going to be still open under the order. But some places that you might not necessarily expect, like hardware stores, pet food stores, for example, are going to be allowed to stay open as well. So it's a pretty broad order in terms of what is going to be able to continue operating, I think.
And in terms of what kinds of traveling people are able to do, what does this order outline as acceptable reasons?
So for this order, it distinguishes between essential businesses, non-essential businesses. It does kind of the same thing with travel. So it says any essential travel can continue to happen, and it defines that as travel that's necessary for providing care to a family member that needs that kind of support. Any travel that is to or from an educational institution, specifically for the purposes of getting the materials that you need to do that distance learning that so many higher education institutions are doing these days, or travel that is getting you back to where you live. So if you have been, traveling and you're somewhere away from your residence, you're allowed to get back to that place, get back to your permanent residence under this order.
Are there businesses that are very specifically not exempted that are that have to be closed at this point?
So we know some businesses that have actually already been closed. We have a little bit more clarification. So malls have been closed. Those are still closed under this order. One that folks were a little bit unsure about, weren't sure if they would be deemed essential or not, bookstores. So bookstores are closed under this order. One of kind of the tricky parts about this, Rob, and I alluded to this earlier, is that, kind of the expansiveness of it. If a business can be deemed one that supplies things necessary for people to work from home, so if they offer materials for people to be able to do that, they can stay open. They're deemed an essential business. So there's definitely some wiggle room here, and I think that's what's led to the volume of requests to the State Economic Development Agency, the WEDC, today that actually crashed their website. They put up a website for businesses to reach out if they were a little unsure, and that website actually went down for a bit this morning.
And as I understand it, in trying to read the legalese of the proclamation, a business can, I guess, challenge or request an exemption from the guidelines if they can make the case mm-hmm. that they're essential. There's a procedure for that, right?
Absolutely. So that's actually at the same site where businesses can go to see what the different exemptions are and get some more detail and nuance on that from the WEDC. The website is wedc.org/essential business. And after you're kind of clicking through all of the things that outline all the different businesses, all the different exceptions, there's a form at the bottom that you can fill out and see if you can be designated as an essential business, kind of file that petition and be able to continue operating. I think it's important to mention, though, Rob, that businesses don't have to have any sort of special certification or special certificate or something that's going to arrive in the mail that says, hey, this is our permit to be open right now. It's just following these designations in this order. So there's no other sort of apparatus in place, no permits or anything going out to these companies.
We're talking to WP. A safer at home order issued by Governor Evers' administration this morning to take effect tomorrow, starting tomorrow morning. Laurel, how about enforcement? Does the proclamation say anything about how all this is going to be enforced?
So the kind of brass tacks answer to that is there is a penalty written into the order. People that violate it can be fined up to $250 and actually be put in jail for up to 30 days. But in a press conference with the governor and other state officials today, they pointed out that they're really hoping that that kind of enforcement isn't going to be necessary, that people are just going to comply with this because, as the governor said, you know, this is kind of in the spirit of community and everybody trying to limit physical contact to slow the spread of COVID-19 in Wisconsin. So they're hoping that just sort of making this appeal and setting these guidelines for people, that kind of, monetary, punitive sort of those sort of measures aren't going to need to be implemented.
You mentioned, Laurel, that Republicans weren't happy with the lack of detail yesterday. What are we hearing now that the detailed plan is out?
Well, there's been some sort of reflecting, I guess, on just the way that it was rolled out. I think Republicans are going to be talking about that for a while. Just the fact that the governor tweeted out that he was going to be doing this order yesterday, there was a lot of confusion about sort of what the essential businesses were going to be. Republicans have been reflecting on that even more today now that we have the specifics. There's also been the pushback about, you know, how far is too far for limiting the economy and sort of placing burdens on particularly small businesses in Wisconsin. And that's something that the governor actually directly addressed today during his press conference this afternoon. He said, we completely acknowledge that this is going to make it very difficult for some businesses in Wisconsin, but he said it ultimately for him was a calculus between choosing, between supporting the economy in that way and placing a value on human life is what he said. So there's definitely a push and pull there.
One of the big unanswered questions right now, Laurel, as we've been hearing during our news breaks, is the scheduled election here coming up on April 7th. What's the latest talk about that right now?
Well, that has really been changing a lot. I've been covering that closely for WPR. And as of right now, there aren't any big changes to, you know, election day, still scheduled to go off as normal as possible on April 7th. The governor weighed in on that again this afternoon. He said he's continuing to encourage folks to vote by mail if they can, request that absentee ballot online, myvote.wi.gov. You can also do it by contacting your clerk's office. He said it's pretty easy. He actually made a little joke today in the press conference. He said it's so easy to do that I did it. So that's really what they're pushing folks to do right now.
That's one unanswered question. Are there still things in this safer at home order that you and your colleagues in the Capitol Press Corps are trying to get answers to?
Well, we actually, through our Wisconsin effort, listeners have been submitting questions for us. We have more than 60 specific questions about how this will be rolled out and how it affects people. So we are working our way through those questions right now, and we're going to be posting an in-depth Q&A about how this affects people and businesses on WPR.org as soon as we're done with it.
And this is scheduled to stay in place for a month. Basically, is that presented as a solid date or something that might roll past that as conditions dictate?
As we're seeing with a lot of other things with COVID-19, it is pretty flexible. They're putting it up as this is the date we have right now. This might need to change. Things are changing very quickly. So as you mentioned, the order is set to go right now through 8 a.m. on April 24th, but the order has specific language that specifies, hey, we could change that date at any point with a different order in the intervening time. So this is definitely something we'll be keeping an eye on.
And as the governor and others have made a big point, grocery stores, again, are open. They are staying open.
Yes, grocery stores will be open. Pharmacies will be open. So folks are able to get things that they need so they can stay home and be safe in their homes.
Laurel, thanks a lot for getting us up to speed.
Anytime, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio's state capitol reporter. She joins today to talk about the details of a stay-at-home order that the State Department of Health Services released earlier today. You can find more coverage about this and a link to the order itself at the Wisconsin Public Radio website. It is easy to find, WPR.org.